Well, there's that moralizing thing. I think that they're going in a different direction of moralizing in yours and anyway.
Well, yeah, I think the in language there's a lot of moralizing too, based on what I think I would describe as mere stylistic changes, but it gets people very worked up.
Studies have shown that it's not like kids are just writing their papers in text language. There's certain levels of like that which is appropriate in language etiquette depending on the platform. And certain kinds of like condensing is happening as a result of it. But yeah, I haven't even mentioned about why like the condensation of these condensation because that's like a natural skill both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Of this isn't necessary, has nothing to do with like loss of meaning. And yeah, again, it's just stylistic.
My article plays on that concept as well. It just talks about how like more blatant usage of how like, well not usage, how like language becomes like fragmented and then like certain phrases like become mimetic and like snowball. Like this article on Slate by Rebecca Cohen uses the example like I can't even, which like people say a lot, and like the critics of it say that it's just like kind of like ruining language and just like a sloppy shortcut when in the end it's just like like a simpler, like more concise way of just getting a point across and not necessarily like ruining the entire framework of like English language, which is like what a lot of people argue. And I think that's important to pay attention to because a lot of the time you have like professors in academia who there's just like a generational disconnect and they say like you have to like write this a certain way because you're not texting, like implying that like otherwise if it's not written in this like very formal like elite like way then you won't know what you're saying. And I think that that's especially important to pay attention to because like throughout history like literacy has been something that's like been like sort of like a privileged like skill.
The articles I posted also have to do with language change, but I sort of like focus specifically on people who are talking about Twitter. Like one of the things they didn't really mention is I think a lot of critics are like one of their concerns is that it's like changing the language changes are changing the way we think and like think about information, and we're like not necessarily able to comprehend like longer, I guess, instead.